Blog Talk Radio.
Let's Talk Truth is designed to shine a light on that part of us that's hidden deep within us, and it stunts our growth. Truth is only truth if it lines up with the Word of God. Otherwise, it's merely our opinion, our opinion, our opinion.
Really wanna talk, then let's talk truth. Hey. Any situation that you face can be talked through. No problem too big, there's no problem too small at all. Trying to maintain to keep from smashing through a wall. Heavy load up on your shoulders, trying hard not to fall. Situation after situation, throwing curveballs. Got you worried about your job, a word about your kids, a word about the things people said or what they did. Your husband ain't doing right, or maybe it's your wife, 'cause they let the devil step in and creep up in your life. Hey, L-O-I-C-E, come and help us out, please, 'cause we all in desperate need and need to learn to plant our seed. We gotta grow as a people, 'cause wisdom and knowledge is equal, and all we need to learn to do is spread our wings like eagles. Now, let's talk truth, let's talk truth, let's talk truth. Lord, sit down to talk truth, but the rest is on you.
Let's talk truth, let's talk truth. Janine, and let's talk truth. Hey, let's talk truth, let's talk truth. Straight from me to you. Hey, no need to worry, there's a brighter day. Just live your life no matter what they say. Let's talk truth so you can understand. Why knowledge is power and it's on the man.
Good evening, everyone. Prayerfully, you have had a wonderful day and that you've had a pleasant week from last Tuesday. We did not do a broadcast last Tuesday because there were some things going on, but hopefully we can get back into the step of things here on Blog Talk Radio. Let's Talk Truth. I'm your host, Lois Bullock, and I thank you for tuning in. For those that's in the studio, those that's calling in or will call in, I thank you so much for being a part of this program. Today, we're going to talk about, our title is, Are My Actions Changing Things? Now, as you all know, if we are to live and be prosperous, guess what we're going to have to do? We're going to have to focus on change. That change must be positive. And the change must be for every living and breathing human being. Now, let's start. When you were born, you were a little baby, couldn't talk, couldn't walk, couldn't feed yourself, couldn't change your clothes, whatever. So our parents made sure they focused on change while we were concerned. They gave us every opportunity to use our motor skills. And because one day they wanted us to be functioning, vibrant adults. So we had to come from that infant stage to the childhood stage, to the teenage years, to the adolescence, until we made it to where we are today. Now, where we are today took change. We had to have change in order to be who we are. Now, with everything that's going on in the world today and you're trying to wrap your head around it, I firmly believe it's not for us to wrap our heads around what's going on, but to wrap your heart around a solution. Now, listen to this, people. You just think about, there were not so many years ago, but it's been a long time ago. We as African Americans needed a change bad. And you know why we needed that change bad? Because we were dying and we were slaves in a land that was not our home. Now you think about that. You think about, we didn't have social media. We didn't have internet. Man, we couldn't even read and write. But guess what we had? We could pray. And So we did, and a positive change took place. And I want to say, back in the day, Sam Cooke sang a song, said a change is going to come. So we need to start doing what is needed so that that change that Sam Cooke sang was coming will come on. You know, we need that change to come. And I'm just setting this up just for our guests, and hopefully it'll give a thought. It's a thought-provoking message that will give you something to think about and talk about. Now, a change is going to come. Back when we prayed and African-Americans and blacks, and you all were called colored back then or whatever you were labeled, you knew how to pray. You couldn't gather people from different parts of the plantation and have a protest. You couldn't gather people from other parts of the plantation and march. You couldn't do that. So how do you think after so many years that a change came? Because people prayed. People learned how to get in tune with God and pray. And a major change came about. Came about through a man that was not even, you wouldn't even think would bring that change about, Abraham Lincoln. Who would have thought Abraham Lincoln would sign the Emancipation Proclamation to free the slave? Do you think he did that because he loved slaves? No, he did that by supreme design. So what made that supreme design work? Prayer. Prayer. Crying out to God. People, when they couldn't see their way, when they were beat, lynched, hung, whatever it is you want to call it, people prayed. And things changed. And things changed on a positive note. Now, we're here today on Let's Talk Truth, and we want to discuss the actions of those that have talked during protest. We've protested, we've talked. Then we've marched, we've walked, we've held up traffic. We have done all of this, and things are only getting worse. So what is it? There's something missing, and we're here today to talk about what's missing, and we need help. We need your help to examine a positive conclusion. So that's why we ask you to join us here this evening, so that we can draw a positive conclusion to why things are escalating on it's a downward spiral, and it's going out of control, and it's setting us back to the 1800s and to the 1700s. Why is that? Now, we hear the staff at Let's Talk Truth, we believe that God is void in the United States of America. And that's why you have things that are not positive that's prevailing, things that's not positive going forth. So I'm just going to ask a question out there since I've been talking. Do you feel that the actions of the people in today's society are causing positive change?
No, I don't, because this is positive brings change the right way. Now, there's a lot of things that need to be. First of all, for us to have a positive change, we have to understand the reason why we need to change, or we need to understand the reason for why we're trying to make the change. A lot of people try to change things for their benefit. You know, a lot of people try to, they say, well, we're going to change the law about smoking. We're going to ban it in restaurants, bars, all this kind of stuff. So people can do secondhand smoke is bad, and a lot of people are catching cancer from secondhand smoke. You have all these negative ads running it on TV. But then you have people that say that, yet they go to a cigar shop, smoke cigars, still sell cigarettes in the store. And it's addictive, so it's you could label it a drug.
Mm-hmm.
Now you have all of this. You only stop part of it.
Mm.
So what kind of change did you do?
Nothing.
You didn't do anything. All you did was stop where you thought that these places, but people are still going to houses, they going in their cars, they smoking here, they smoking there, and all that. I'm saying that to say that was frivolous to even fight for.
Yeah.
Now, you want to fight for it on a social level, just get your kids to stop smoking. You know, show your kids. But we have to seem to think we need everybody telling us what we need to do. For us to affect change, somebody has a fake change over me. You got to change the laws that are already there. You got to do this. You got to do that. Instead of changing things where you don't even need permission from the government, you can change them yourself. You can change them, but that same zeal that you have to go march and lay out in the street and do all of this kind of stuff, all you have to do is, whatever's negative in your neighborhood, just push it out.
Mm-hmm.
End of story.
You know, you're saying a lot, and if you just think about it, I was giving some thought today to some of the things that done and said throughout the day, and it seems like we're just inundated with leaders or people that's in leadership position don't have as much wisdom to put in a gnat's eye. All they're doing is just making waves so that they can say, I did that. That I believe that our leaders today suffer from low self-esteem, which makes them want to just be seen and heard, just like you said a minute ago. You have people, there are laws passed. I don't smoke cigarettes. I used to, but God delivered me from that. But you find people who will, you made it a law against smoking in certain places. Yet, cigarettes are still legal. You can buy them anywhere. Just because they can't smoke around that corner doesn't mean they're not smoking. So, what is the purpose of the law against them? I can't understand that. And I, like I said, I just think that the person who made that law don't have a clue about anything that's wisdom. I associate, and somebody, you guys, everybody that's listening, you can write in and tell me if I'm wrong, send your email to letstalktruth333@gmail.com. And that's L-E-T-S without the apostrophe. Tell me this. I care about your welfare. Then I'm going to outlaw everything that's going to affect your welfare. If you believe that we are being overrun with a bunch of leaders that have the minds of children, and that's exactly what I'm seeing every day, I'm going to be heard. I don't care how stupid it is. I'm in this position, and I'm going to use it well. Well, there's a scripture in the Bible that says, we wrestle not with flesh and blood, principalities, the powers of darkness, spiritual wickedness in high places. In order to be wicked in a leadership position, that's what's causing all of the influx of everything that's going on. And that's the reason for it. Everybody is doing what they want to do to give them a name. So how can you stop that? You can't. The only person that can stop it is the supernatural power of God. The only one that can stop it. So these are the things that we're going to have to just shut up and pray about it. Shut up. Tell God. Shut up and say, God, we need you right now. And his promise to us is, he says, if the people that are called by my name would humble themselves and pray, seek my face, turn from your wicked ways, he said, then I'll hear from heaven, I'll heal your land. But we don't want to do that. We just want to gripe. You can tell somebody that if you want to go downtown, push this button. But we got to raise hell because of the distance downtown. And all you have to do is just shut up and push the button. And these are things, so many tragic things have happened where I live in the Dallas Metroplex. We have police officers, innocent men who was killed this past week. And everybody, well, what about the Africanism, that still doesn't make it right. My mom used to always say, two wrongs don't make anything right. If you put two negatives together, what do you have?
A negative.
So all of these things that we're confronted with, if we want to provoke change, guess what we're going to have to do? We're going to have to shut up and pray. Because God is going to, we think that this stuff is just now happening. No, it's been happening. But God is just pulling that cover back, letting us see, letting us look underneath and see what's going on. So these are the things that we've got to be aware of. And if we're not, none of our changes, none of our actions that we're involved in now is going to make a positive change. So it's something we just got to deal with. Yes, things hurt. It hurts to be done wrong. God said, vengeance is mine. And he said, I will repay. He didn't say, I'll think about repaying it somewhere down the line, or I might repay it. What did he say? I will repay. I will repay. He's the only one that knows how to pay you for what you've done. Because if I paid you, I would probably overpay you, or in some cases underpay you. And when God touches you, he touches you to make an impact for everyone to see. Because we all need to know what it is we've done wrong. So we have a caller on the line. You're more than welcome to talk or say something, because we're here talking about our actions changing things. Or the way we doing things, are things changing or are they getting worse? So those are the things that we have to understand. So if you want to jump in and talk, go ahead.
What I want to say is a lot of what we, for change to come, we have to, first of all, before we can change anything on the outside, we have to change the inside. Now, let's take, for instance, you want to stop getting deadbeat men. A woman wants to stop getting deadbeat men. First of all, for her to stop doing that,
yes,
she has to love herself enough,
yes,
and change her.
Mm-hmm.
Because whatever she is, that's what she's attracted. Nothing but deadbeat men. You can't say, ooh, I'm going to get a new man or whatever. So you have to change yourself within before you can start change. Now you have to understand, okay, now that I've changed myself, how can I go about changing the world? I have to project myself in a way that I can break down barriers, you know, and just like you said earlier, and I met you in our area, a tragedy happened. Police officer got killed over some mess,
mm-hmm,
saying that because somebody else got killed. But those police officers weren't even the ones that's doing it. So you're going to, this is the thing, you want to make change, and you say don't label us all bad, but you label your enemy that you see all bad. You can't have it both ways. You can't say that just because I'm a certain race, that doesn't make me bad, but because you work for a certain thing, or a certain place, that makes you bad.
Mm-hmm.
You know, our chief of police, you know, I don't know all about him, but he did say, you know, he said, you protest, and he said, but guess what? We're hiring. Let us hire you. And I'll put you in your neighborhood. And you can change your neighborhood. You think anybody's going to take him up on that?
Mm-hmm.
See, so that lets you know what you're trying to do is folly in the beginning, because you just want vengeance. You just want somebody to
you
be.
You don't really want vengeance.
No,
you want attention.
No, they want vengeance. They want people to, you do this, they like the eye for an eye. They have to see it. In actuality, that right there goes against what God is. If you say you're a Christian, like majority of blacks, we look for the punishment. We want to see them get punished.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know about the other stuff. You know, it's a lot of people that have done me bad and everything like that, and I just wish them well. But guess what? 10 years down the road, I look at them, hey, how you doing? Guess what? They ain't got no legs.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have any legs.
Yeah.
On their sick bed. My mom told me about a guy who was doing people wrong so much, and she wondered, when she was smaller, why don't God do something to him? And she was little and wanted something to happen to him. But guess what? Sickness came down on that man, and that man laid on his back for probably, I think, 40-something years.
Over 40 years.
Mm-hmm. Now, people say, that's not enough. You have to understand. Back then, those people liked to move around. for you to stay on your back and you can't clean yourself, you can't do nothing for over 40 years, that's a prison. What could you have done that would have been even worse than that? Nothing. You would slap them, put them in jail, whatever. It's been plenty of time. Now, I'm not saying affect change, but when we want to change stuff and we want to march on bridges and shut bridges down when people are trying to get off work, that's counterproductive.
Yes.
Because if it's somebody like me, you're going to get ran over. I want to go home. I'm not with your chatting and all that kind of stuff. I want to go home. Because what you're doing is you're hurting everyone when you're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
But I guarantee this. What good is it going
to
come out of?
What could you possibly gain?
Even the people that have did wrong and that wanted to just jump bandwagon for the civil rights movement. People, they don't even have no credibility now. People look at them as shams.
Mm-hmm.
On the blacks and the white side. You know, you see people now, you're like, they just want attention. You can tell our politicians, who we all look up to like they're God, they're not going to change nothing. Because if it changed, they wouldn't have a job.
They wouldn't have a job, and they wouldn't be able to run what they want to run. That's what I'm saying. It's in our politicians are all.
But that's what we run to. We run to the president. We run to the Congress. Y'all got to save us. They're not here to save us. There are no laws that can save us. We have to save ourselves.
And
we're responsible. One thing about a certain of these people were saying, we are responsible for our own safety, our own well-being. If you have a house, you're responsible for that house. Ain't nobody going to come cut your grass unless they're nice and for free. Ain't nobody going to feed you unless they're nice.
Mm-hmm.
You're responsible for getting out there. If you're responsible for paying your own bills, for eating, for cooking for yourself and all that, that means you're responsible for everything. Now, I have been here in this city, long time, over 20 years. And, you know, I don't know the whole stories behind all of the police brutality. Some of them sketchy. Some of them the other way. You know, that was justifiable. Some of them were sketchy. Yeah, some of them were sketchy. You raise all this hell, excuse my French, about this. You know, about what we're going through now, like the blacks and all, you know, that African Americans are getting done wrong. Where is all this hell coming from when your schools are falling? Your kids can't even read. Why do you think that they out there for the cops to kill? Why do you think that they have to, he was just doing a little robbery. He didn't need to get shot. Why were they doing that? Where is the same passion about, you know what, my kid is not learning. My kid is 13 and reads like a 6-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
But if I want to fight somebody, I get all the help I need. I mean, I get help from other states if I want to go to war.
Mm-hmm.
But if I want to sit there and affect change, because only change can happen, it has to start with these youth, because the adults are set. They don't want to change. They have blood in their eyes, and their teeth are gnashing of the teeth and tearing their clothes. They want death.
You know,
but something has to hit them to knock them back. But these children. We see these children every day grow up. These children grow up to be these over-aggressive cops. These kids grow up to be these petty crime dudes that get shot. These, you know, even little things. We don't teach our kids. We don't say, listen, We need kids, kids, kids. There's nobody saying, you know what? We need to read. We need to do this. We need to get structure.
Well, see, let me tell you one thing that has gone out the window. I have a Facebook page. Have you ever read different Facebook points from people? Why do people say, instead of writing two, they put D-A, D-A-T, D-A-T? Well, this is why we don't promote reading, because we don't promote talking.
But, you know, this is the thing. How we could affect change if we all smartened up. My friend on my Facebook, he was like, y'all all want to boycott this and do all this. He said, that's well and good. How many black businesses that's mega that you going to eat from?
None.
Where are the grocery stores?
You want to do something,
but you're not smart enough to get in there and do it. He said, and the women, he said, oh, Lord, where are y'all going to get y'all weeds from? Because
exactly.
The Koreans have the market on that. Now, I was watching a thing, and it's a couple of black-owned beauty supplies. And it's cool. Okay, if you're going to support them, support them. And that's good. But the things we need, social services and things like that, we don't get into that.
Listen, I was looking. Some guy had done research, and I'm going to do it later, and I would love for someone else to do some research, because I don't want to put anything out there that I don't research. They were saying that in the United States of America, there are only 9, you hear me, N-I-N-E, 9 black-owned grocery stores. 9. They want us to pull money from our present bank accounts and put them in all black banks. All black banks are not all over the United States in every major city. So if I pull my money, which I don't have any, but if I did have some and I pull it from a bank here in the DFW Metroplex and I put it in a black bank where? In some other state. How can I take care of my money? How can I watch over my money? See, we're wanting to do something, but we're
that's
not.
That's why I said about schooling. We're not teaching. We're teaching revolution, but no life-building skills.
Mm-hmm.
We want to affect the change. If they stopped all the police brutality tomorrow, we would still be worse off as other people because we don't teach life building skills. Instead of, I'm just going to do this and get that. Start, you know, we as a people, because I'm like, we like to hoard things. And when I mean hoard things, we don't want anybody to eat off the plate. Back in the day, it was different.
Mm-hmm.
A black person got up, he helped his fellow man, everybody
mm-hmm.
got up, start whoop-de-whoop-de-whoop. But now,
I saw this meme,
and it was so, so right. It was just about people you help. If I have a huge, gigantic ark kind of ship, and I put everybody in it, we would drown because people would be taking wood off that big boat where everybody's safe and trying to build them little boats.
So that they can have theirs,
and, oh, I want my boat to be signed this big. You know, I can't be in this boat.
I'm going to put some rims on that.
So that's how we are. Mm-hmm. And people say, well, Courtney, they could label me as, you a Uncle Tom or whatever like this. But I'm saying this, what do you own to affect change? What can you do to affect change?
Mm-hmm.
The people that can affect change they're not going to affect change because the money that they get, they're not consent. They're not. They don't. What happened? What's happening to the common folk? It don't touch them. They have enough money to get out of jail.
Mm-hmm.
They have enough money to buy security where they won't have to get roughed up by the cops.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or I carry enough weight where I could lock you down. But still, people say the banks or whatever, those, you know, credit unions or whatever like that, because if it's a bank, still owned by Caucasians. Because
the banks got to go in it.
The Federal Reserve makes sure that everything goes right. You know, so where are all these people say, you know what, we're going to do this. We ain't got to talk about it. I'm going to give Courtney some millions of dollars. I'm going to put a grocery store in South Dallas. I'm going to give so-and-so another one, put that grocery store chain
in Oak Cliff.
DeSoto, Duncanville. I'm going to start doing that. What are the guidelines for having a bank? I'm going to do that. Because, it's you know, it's more than 10 multimillionaires in Texas, in Dallas alone.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get together and say, you know what, okay, we don't have these many banks. Hey, call those banks. Hey, what does it take to bring a chapter of your bank down here so we can make a bank and start this and start it where fresh? Oh, well, so. Let's get that done. See, that is how you affect change. Going up here and stopping cars, you know, sitting down in malls is stupid. That's not going to affect no change. All that is saying, you know what, yeah, they're mad and tired, but all they're going to do is march. Or all they're going to do is kill or tear up or do anything like that. Let's affect some real change. Okay, y'all won't do it. We got you. We got you. And they're like, oh, look at them going home. Hey, they built a store over there. Hey, that same store's over there.
Mm-hmm.
Then Walmart will be like, hey, we got to compete with another mega store. How is this store so big and competing with us?
Mm-hmm.
Because if we have all the purchase power, these billionaire blacks and all this kind of stuff, they could start them a Walmart. And move in on Walmart's territory, like Walmart does everybody else.
Yeah.
You want to do that. You could have a bank that rivals Bank of America and
mm-hmm.
Bank of America's parent company, the one who handles all the billionaire money.
Mm-hmm.
You could do that. But guess what? That won't be nothing explosive. That's over time. We had the civil rights, but we ain't even thought of that. We just... You know what? We just gonna be now. We got it, and that's it. We sat down and not even did nothing.
It made a dent. It made a positive change, but if it had made the change was temporary.
It was there, but we put it in idle. Thought everything was good. There's always gonna be racism, and there's always gonna be police brutality. You're never gonna get that out. There's always gonna be bad done. Let me tell you why. Because people like power. And until people of the same power start calling them out before things get out of hand, you know, I took my daughter to swim the other day, my daughter and her cousin. And I was there, and I was observing because I wasn't getting in the water. I was going to watch the bags and let the kids play because it was a little kid's pool, like 3 feet or whatever. So this mom and I guess Annie or whatever got out the water. They were playing with the kids. They got out the water and sat down to dry off. Well, the one of the kids that they were brought up ran up to the thing. So the lifeguard said, hey, no running. The mom and them looked, didn't say nothing. So he went back to his post. The little girl ran again. He said, hey, next time you're going to have a timeout. Mom and them still didn't say nothing. She did it the third time. He said, hey, come here. He's like, you go sit over here. They had this little shade tree thing, this big old awning where they sit up under. They wasn't hot enough. They just couldn't play for 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of the mother and grandmother, whoever it was two ladies, maybe friends or aunties, whatever. Instead of them chastising, they, look, if he running, he running, I'm going to get them. No, your kid was caught. See, that's our problem.
Mm-hmm.
When we get caught doing something, but see, they be doing it too. What are you doing? If you clean up your act, you have no problem of nobody coming to you saying, hey, clean up your act, if your act is already cleaned up.
Exactly.
I looked at them, I said, that is our problem right there, as not just as black people, but as people.
Mm-hmm.
Because, and that's why everything will keep on happening, because we always point out what the next man is doing. If we clean up our inside,
mm-hmm. That's true.
And walk the good road. Listen, my background, I'm young. I grew up in a predominantly white school at first, and I went to a black school. We fell on hard times. We were poor. We went down. I'm not saying it to get any, you hope you feel better. Yeah, guess what? Dude's like, dude, you can't never go nowhere. You ain't got no money. You want to sell this dope? You know, you get money quick. You know, help your moms out. You know, clean up. You know, help your mom, buy your mom a house and all this kind of stuff. I'll front you the money. I'll front you the dope. You ain't have to give me the money. No, I'm not going to do that. Well, why are you not going to do it? You need the money. I kind of need it, but I don't need it like that. I don't need it that bad, okay? So then I got hit with, well, you know, we can sell this stolen stuff and get this stuff and get this stuff. Or as the young people say, you could be a plug. That means you could be the person who's supplying people with stuff they can't get nowhere else because it's too high. No, I didn't do it. So with my never been to jail, never been arrested, never been, you know, a couple of tickets, but the interaction with the laws, yeah, I've had interaction with laws that profile me, you know, even where I'm living. I dropped a little boy out. Cop was in front of me. And the boy got out and ran into his house, ran across another yard into his house. Well, I turned the corner, and because I was like, man, I'm not going to go all the way to your house. I can just let you off at the corner. I can turn home. Cop had already, he didn't never see nothing on the back of me. He just saw the little boy got out and ran. He was black. I busted the U. I turned off and was going to the house. He came around me real fast, lit me up. Whew, the reason why I stopped you, your tail light was out. So instead of being cursing him out or anything, I rolled down my windows all polite. Came up there and said that. I said, really? I said, well, how did you know that was that and you were in front of me? And I just looked at him. He was like, just go take care of it. I said, which light is it? And he start stuttering. I said, oh, okay. And he was going to say anything else. I was going to say, okay, you're going to take this long. Because I looked on his shoulders. He didn't have any rank, so I was going to call his sergeant. And we were going to sit there until his sergeant came up there. And I was going to explain myself. And if they would have kept on, then I would have went and got an attorney. I've been stopped and said, hey, listen, you look like you don't have no ID. Let me see your ID. And I was like, I have ID. And I could have held up anything. But they're like, all right, and they in the car, and they was like, they pulled off and laughing. It's like, okay, cool. You know, I didn't go over there. You have all this kind of stuff. I didn't get off on them and all that, because that's what they want. They want you to get out. They want you to rise up. so they can have a reason to take you. Because those people, now all cops are not bad, but those people like that, there's a deficiency in them. There's a deficiency in people who just want to do violence, just to be violent. There's some, a hole in them that needs to be filled, and it was filled with violence. But the only way they can make a change is that hole needs to be purged. If you pull up a tree from the roots, it's going to leave a big old hole. And if you don't plug that hole with no dirt, everything going to fall in there.
Blow in it. Everything.
And that's what we're going to have to do about change. We're going to have to plug up those holes that we have in our hearts with, first of all, with love. We're going to have to love ourselves before we can love our mamas, before we can love our children, before we can love our wives, our cousins, our aunties, and things like that, and our friends. And once we start, once we do that, then we can start to go out here and affect change.
That's right.
But until we do that, we can't affect no change, because it will never come because of the people who we rely on, because we're relying on people who are already corrupt in the first place. If you think that the Congress, the president on down, ain't corrupt, you got your rabbit mind. They all in it for them. They don't look for anything for solution for people. You have to get it yourself, folks. The only way to get that is you love yourself. Then you can love your. You like, man, my community. We just need some community. Start knocking on the doors. Do you even know all the people in your community? Hey, I just wanted, you know, I just wanted to know my neighbors. What's your name? Hey, Richard. I know. How long you been here? Oh, I've been here about 10 years. So, what's the deal with that house down there on the end of the corner? You know, people get it and all this kind of stuff, and you know, I'm like, I kind of think it's a dope house. I've been here new, and y'all don't know that's a dope. Well, we do know it, but we kind of scared. So you talking about a whole block is scared to get that dope house removed? You people know who's breaking in cars around the, around certain neighborhoods.
Yeah.
But guess what? I ain't no snitch. But now you bring the same people that you don't want in your neighborhood, i.e. the cops, because people don't want their stuff gone, and then little Marcus gets shot for doing something like jaywalking. But if you would have caused that mess out of your place already, the cops wouldn't even be there in the first place. They don't want it. Half the time, listen, those people do a lot of stuff just like teachers. They do a lot of, they got to worry about a lot of stuff. They, if they don't want to, if they don't have to come into no neighborhood, guess where they're going to be? At the 7-Eleven, eating or sleeping. They don't want to be on no beat doing all that, just like teachers nowadays don't want to teach. They want to just read from a deal and tell your kids some little stuff. Listen, folks, our change is not going to come, and things are going to get worse because, let me tell you, we, first of all, we can't, you know, another, well, not first of all, but another thing, if you want to change, quit listening to the media.
Yeah.
Because they incite things. They want things to go bad. They want white and black to fight and all this, because they can report it. Oh, guess what's happening? Oh, yeah. When can y'all tell me the last time they had something feel good made you say, on the news? All news people are biased. They all swing to one candidate or the other, or one political party or the other. There is no more unbiased journalists nowhere. They all have an agenda. That's why you have to look at news and piece it up for yourselves. Because if you're just looking at all that, you sure can't affect no change, because you believe in it half the time lies.
Yeah. You know, we've got we've had some callers on the line, and I know you felt like you couldn't talk because we were talking, but you can hop in and say something if you'd like to, or if you don't, just listen. We know you're on the line. We can see that you're on the line.
Yeah, I've been listening to the show, and I don't know, the only thing I keep hearing is something that I hear my pastor say all the time that's related when they say, maybe y'all know it's a tinkling brass and a
sounding brass and a tinkling cymbal.
Yes, a sounding brass and a tinkling cymbal. I feel like we all march around like them, you know, people back in the day on the TV shows that had the cymbals taped to their backs with cymbals on their knees and a big drum in front of them and a harmonica hooked to it and then an accordion on that. We just walking around marching and playing music, but nothing happened. You know,
mm-hmm.
I'm not saying, people say, oh, Shannon, you just complacent. That I'm, no. I'm just a firm believer in, you know, the hood thing to say is, don't talk about it, be about it. But it seems like all we've ever done is talk about it. You know, I made the comment the other day, we got so many drug deals. Everybody, oh, you know, we doing this, I hustle. But what has your hustle done but buy you some J's, buy you a car, buy your kids J's? We put our worth in a pair of shoes and a car. Sometimes we're fortunate enough to put it in our houses because some of us have houses, but the majority of us don't. I look at little things. You know, this world is going just in a big turmoil, and it's sad. And everybody want to, oh, we got to do something. It's this going on, this going on. But ain't nobody ever once focused on themselves. For example, we all yell and holler how we want fair treatment, we want this. And ain't no opportunity given. So as long as I've been alive, there's been nepotism. It's not what you know, it's who you know. So if you tie to people, you know, I was in a conversation the other day, a young lady said, you know, if, you know, you can't hire, nobody African-American can get hired because they're African-American. So answer me this. Where are the African-Americans that are hiring businesses, that open businesses, that hire African-Americans? Anyone?
Yeah.
Anyone? No. What about, you know, we don't circulate the dollar in our community. We don't do anything but sit around and talk about what needs to happen. We can always say it's a thing called RCPS that we use at work. It's called Root Cause Problem Solving. It changes your way of thinking. If you say this has been an outcome, what can we, yes, but if you just complain about it, you can't change another person. What can you do to inflict that change?
That's
the
right.
Biggest example I can use is the Million Man March. Don't get me wrong, let me put a disclaimer, so people think I'm bashing men or I'm saying, oh, this didn't work, that I'm so anti-black. I'm black, so how can I be anti-black? The thing that I'm saying is, I look at the Million Man March. It happened twice. Everybody was so excited about the Million Man March. It wasn't just a march to say that those million men who went out there were going to do better in their lives. They were supposed to reach down and help and assist other men who may be going wayward.
Mm-hmm.
What happened? They've had it again to do the same thing. What happened? See, I use the examples of, you know, people say, you can't live in the past. Well, you learn from your past. Your past helps you learn what to do in the future. I looked at a movie called Selma. Martin Luther King, they marched. They had rallies. They had this. But they had a course of action. Even in the Bible, it says faith without works is dead. You have to work toward anything. You can't talk about it. But we've turned into a bunch of Americans who worried about they doing this just because they might also paint their faces red. That don't mean I have to do it. If you want something to change, then you have to get out there and do it yourself. Get with a group of people. Like I said, everybody's talking about, oh, you know, the police are killing. Honey, murder been going on for as long as Cain killed Abel. So that's nothing new. But if you want people to stop being murdered, then Pookie need to stop shooting the Quavian. It's not
that's
okay for them to do it. It's not okay for anyone else. So everybody been talking about that. It's the elephant in the room. Everybody always saying, oh, the cops are doing this. I'm not saying any loss of life is a horrific, horrific thing when it is not God's time. And if you ain't dying in your sleep and natural causes, but nobody's dying of natural causes anymore. It's because of something else. So now all of a sudden as a community, we are uproared and outraged because we saw people get killed on video. But what about the unheard voices that have been killed off of video? Regardless of the color of the person, because there have been many races that have died at the hands of someone else. But how are we going to fix it? We can sit around walking around downtown, then do nothing but cause some more trouble.
Mm-hmm.
There's no course of action. Then nobody say, you know what, as a community, why don't we do this? You me tell you why we can't? Because I've never seen any type of tribe, whether it's Indian, African, otherwise. Everybody have a leader. Everybody got a chief. Shaka Zulu was the chief of his tribe. It wasn't 37 Shaka Zulus. You heard the story of Shaka Zulu leading his army to greatness. It wasn't, you know, it was a whole bunch of them, and they had all, it's about 12 of them, and they got together, and then they, no, you have to have some people who are willing to follow. But nobody wants to follow. Everybody's so worried about pointing the finger at what the next man doing, what they got to do it, and that's them. It could catch up with them later.
Right.
You don't know what, and just because you don't see the outcome doesn't mean they haven't paid the price.
That's right.
There's nothing in this world. Like right now, I'm so stressed because I'm faced with a lot. You know, I'm faced with a lot right now. But at the same token, I'm not, you know, people can say, oh, Shannon, you're always smiling at work. When I just want to be in a corner crying in a hole. So you never know what a person is going through just because you don't see it. Doesn't mean you know
that's
what they're
right.
going through. And one thing that I know for certain, if I have it hard and I feel like I haven't done dirt to anybody, anybody who does dirt got to pay, whether it's now or later, in a form you may can't see. We're so worried about the wrong thing. We don't have no love. We don't have no this. People can say love all you want to. No. Going along to get along ain't love. Or everybody binding together. You know, I did an experiment about a month ago on Facebook. It wasn't even a month ago. I put a post up about something I thought was, you know, encouraging and inspirational. I got a few likes. Then I put something up that was drama-filled. You should see the likes. Oh, my notification was blowing off the handle. But what happened to that?
That's right.
We're from one extreme to the next. It's always, if you scroll past this, God going to get you. If you love Jesus, type amen. That, God ain't in that. God is in my everyday living. God is in the fact that, you know what, regardless of the situation that's going on, I'm going to find peace. We don't speak to each other. We can't even say hello. Let's start with the basics. People don't, if you give a person eye contact and can't say hi to him or her, something is wrong with you. If you look me in my face, say hello. It don't kill you to say hello. We don't have friendly, open hearts no more. You want to know why? And that's why it's so frustrating for some of us who feel like, God, I'm trying to be open and do things. And believe me, I get it. You look at another person thinking, I'm going through all this, and they seem like they ain't going through nothing.
Mm-hmm. You know what?
But they are.
That's right. This is getting good, and we may have to continue this again next week if our audience feel like it's a necessity that they want to continue all my actions changing things. I want to thank all of you for being on the show here in the studio. I'd like to thank all of the callers. We have one caller who didn't say anything, but I'm glad you were on the line. Hopefully you received something thought-provoking, make you want to go out and do something positive for somebody to affect change. So I'm going to say that this is the host of Let's Talk Truth. I'm Lois, and we're going to say good night, and I'm loving you with the heart of God. See you on next week. Good night.